अध्योतानं मधर्मशं तदात्मानं श्रीजाम्यहम् परित्राणाय साधुना विनाशाय च दुष्कृता संस्थापनार्थाय शम्भभानि युगे युगे शम्भभानि युगे युगे हरेर्नाम हरेर्नाम हरेर्नामैव केवलम् कलौ नास्तेव 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 गतिरन्यथा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे
कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा
Hare Krishna. Welcome to this weekly Krishna Consciousness program. And once again, I'd like to invite all the listeners to the Hare Krishna Temple, which is at 1228 Road, Coalsfield Riverhead Highway, also known as Highway 28, where we have weekly Our every Sunday public program starting at 11:30 with bhajans and kirtan, followed by aarti of their lordships at 12:30. Then we have discourse on Krishna consciousness philosophy based on Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Then we have Guru Puja of our founder Acharya, His Divine Days, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Then we finish the day's program with a vegetarian feast at 2:30. Please come along, join us, and find it for yourself. What is Krishna consciousness all about? Last week, I spoke about our sufferings in this material world, and most of it was based on karma. So let's look at karma today. What is it? Karma is one of those topics that many people know little about, but few understand the intricacies of it. To start with, Newton's third law of motion states that for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction on the universal scale. This is the law of karma. The law of karma basically states that every action has a reaction, and whatever you do to others will later return to you. Furthermore, ignorance of the law is no excuse. We are still accountable for anything and everything we do, regardless of whether we understand it or not. Therefore, the best thing is to learn how it works. If everyone understands the law of karma, we would all be living happier life in a brighter world, because we could know how to adjust our lives so we would not be suffering constant reactions of what we have done due to false aims of life. According to Vedic literature, karma is the law of cause and effect. For every action, there is a cause as well as a reaction. Karma is produced by performing fruitive activities for bodily or mental development. One may perform pious activities that will produce good reactions or good karma for future enjoyment. Or one may perform selfish or what some call sinful activities that produce bad karma and future sufferings. This follows a person wherever he or she goes, in this life or future lives. Not just this life, but in future lives as well. Such karma, as well as the type of consciousness a person develops, establishes the reactions that one must experience. This Svetavatsara Upanishad, chapter 5, text 12, explains that the living being, the jiva or the soul, acquires many gross physical and subtle bodies due to the actions she performs as it's motivated by the material qualities or to which she obtains. These bodies that are acquired continue to be a source of illusion as long as he is ignorant of his real identity. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, chapter 4, text 45, further clarifies that as the Atma or soul is in the gross and subtle bodies acts, so thereby he obtains different conditions. By acting saintly, he becomes a saint, and by acting immorally, he becomes subject to the karmic consequences. In this way, he accrues piety and burden of impiety accordingly. Similarly, it is stated that as a man sows, so shall he reap. Therefore, as people live, if they are present life, they cultivate a particular type of consciousness by their thoughts and activities, which may be good or bad. This creates a person's karma. This karma will direct us into a body that is most appropriate for that particular reactions that we need to endure, or the lessons we need to learn. Thus, the cause of our existence comes from the activities of our previous lives. Since everything is based on a cause, it is one's karma that will determine one's situation, such as race, color, sex, or area of the world which one shall appear, or whether one is born in a rich or poor family, or he is healthy or unhealthy, etc. So when the living beings take birth again, they get up a certain kind of body that is most suitable for the type of consciousness they have developed. Therefore, according to Padma Puran, there are 8,400,000 species of life, each offering a particular class of body. For whatever kind of desires and consciousness the living beings may have in this world, in this way, the living entities is the son of the past and the father of the future. Thus, he is presently affected by his previous life's activities and creates his future existence by the actions he performs in this life. A person will reincarnate into various forms of bodies that are most suitable for the living entities, consciousness, desires, and for what he deserves. So the living being inevitably continues in this cycle of birth and death, and the consequences for his various good or bad activities as long as he is materially motivated. What creates good or bad karma is also the future of the intent behind actions. If one uses things selfishly or out of anger, greed, hate, revenge, etc., then the nature of the acts is of darkness. One will incur bad karma from it that will later manifest as reversals in life, painful events, disease or accidents. While things that are done for the benefit of others out of kindness and love, with no thought of return or for worshipping God, are all acts of goodness and piety, which will bring upliftment or good fortune to you. However, if you do intend to do any harm to others, the karma is not so heavy. Maybe you were meant to be an instrument in someone else's karma, which is also yours. It will take into consideration your motivation. Yet the greater the intent or awareness of doing something wrong, the greater the degree of negative reactions there will be. So it is all based on the intent behind the action. However, we should understand that essentially karma is for correcting a person, not for mere retribution of the past deeds. The universe is based on compassion. Everyone has certain lessons and ways in which he must develop, and the law of karma is actually directs one in a manner to do that. Nonetheless, one is not condemned to stay in this cycle of repeated birth and death forever. There is a way out. In the human form, one can acquire the knowledge of spiritual realization and attain release from karma in further rounds of birth and death. This is considered to be the most important achievement one can accomplish in life. This is why every religious process in the world encourages people who want freedom from earthly existence not to hanker for material attachment or sensual enjoyment which bind them to this world, but to work towards what can free them from further cycles of birth and death. All karma can be negated when one truly aspires to understand, to realize the higher purpose in life and spiritual truth. When one reaches that point, his life can be truly spiritual, which gives eternal freedom from change. By striving for the absolute truth of a saving God in devotional service, especially in bhakti yoga, a person can reach the stage in which he is completely relieved of all karmic obstacles or responsibilities. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 18, Text 66, abandon all varieties of religions, just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Sarva dharman prityajye mamekam saranam braj. Ham tam sarpapa bhyo mokshasyami mahasucha. Without being trained in this spiritual science, it is very difficult to understand how the living being leaves this body, or what kind of body he will get in the future, or why there are various aspects, species of life, which accommodate all the living entities, innumerable levels of consciousness. As related in Bhagavad Gita, those who are spiritually ignorant cannot understand how a living entity can depart the body at the time of death, nor can they understand what kind of body he or she will enjoy while under the influence of the modes of material nature. However, one who has been trained in knowledge can perceive this. Thus, we encourage everyone to understand the law of karma more completely and how one can engage in the devotional service of the Lord in order to become free of all good or bad karma and developed a purely spiritualized consciousness. This is the real freedom and liberation from all material limitations by which one can reach the spiritual strata. You can start by contacting the person who gave you this brochure. For more books, or you can contacting one of the devotees, so come to the temple. Remember the address is 1229 Coatesville Riverhead Highway in West Auckland. Lord Krishna, how we can escape karmic reactions? Sarira yatra api chate na parisadhyate akramana. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, perform your prescribed duty, for doing so is better than not working. One cannot even maintain one's physical body without work. That means we have to do some action. But Bhagavad Gita tells us what is good and what is bad. Arjun was a householder and a military general, Kshatriya, and therefore it was better for him to remain a Kshatriya and perform his religious duties as prescribed for the householder. Such activities gradually cleanse the heart of a mundane man and free him from material contamination. So-called renunciation for the purpose of maintenance is never approved by the Lord, nor by any religious scriptures. After all, one has to maintain one's body and soul together by some work. Work should not be given up suddenly without purification of the materialistic propensities. Anyone who is in the material world is certainly possessed of the impure propensities for lording it over material nature, or in other words, for sense gratification.
Such polluted propensities have to be cleared. Without doing so through prescribed duties, one should never attempt to become a so-called transcendentalist, renouncing work and living at the cost of others. Yaj artat karmano anarte loko ayam karma bandhana tad artam karma kuntaya mukta sangha samachar. Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, work causes bondage in the material world. Therefore, O son of Kunti, perform your prescribed duties for his satisfaction, for Lord's satisfaction, and in that way you will always remain free from bondage. See, here is a prescription how we can escape karma. O son of Kunti, perform your prescribed duties for his satisfaction, for God's satisfaction. And in that way, you will always remain free from bondage. Bondage is the reactions of your actions, karma. Yajna means Lord Vishnu or sacrificial performances. All sacrificial performances also are meant for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu. The Vedas enjoy in the Yajna Vishnu. In other words, the same purpose is served whether one performs prescribed yajnas or directly serves Lord Vishnu. Krishna consciousness is therefore performance of yajna as it is prescribed in this way. Yajna doesn't mean fire sacrifice only. It means anything, any seva, any service done for Lord Vishnu is called yajna. The Varnashram institution also aims at satisfying Lord Vishnu. Therefore, one has to work for the satisfaction of Vishnu. Any other work done in this material world will be a cause of bondage. For both good and evil work have their reactions, and any reaction binds the performer. Therefore, one has to work in Krishna consciousness to satisfy Krishna or Vishnu. And while performing such activities, one is in a liberated state. This is the great art of doing work. And in the beginning, this process requires very expert guidance. One should therefore act very diligently under the expert guidance of a devotee of the Lord Krishna, of Lord Krishna, or under the direction of the instruction of Lord Krishna himself, just as in Bhagavad Gita, under whom Arjuna had the opportunity to work. Nothing should be performed for sense gratification, but everything should be done for the satisfaction of Krishna. This practice will not only save one from the reaction of work, but also gradually elevate one to transcendental loving service of the Lord, which alone can raise one to the kingdom of God. Yajasista sina santo muchyante sarvakel vishe bhujante te agaman papa. The devotee of the Lord are released from all kinds of sins because they eat food which is offered first for sacrifice. Others who prepare food for personal sense enjoyment verily eat only sin, that which brings you actions, karmic reaction. The devotees of the Supreme Lord or the persons who are in Krishna consciousness are called santas, and they are always in love with the Lord, as it is described in the Brahma Samhita, Prema Anjana Churita Bhakti Vilo Chanena Santa Sadeva Hiradeva Vilo Kayanti. The santas, being always in a compact of love with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, the giver of pleasure, or Mukunda, the giver of liberation, O Krishna, the all-attractive person, cannot accept anything without first offering it to the Supreme Person. Therefore, such devotees always perform yajnas in different modes of devotional service, such as sravanam, kirtanam, samaranam, archanam, the nine processes of bhakti. And these performances of yajna keep them always aloof from all kinds of contamination of sinful association in the material world. Others who prepare food for self or sense enjoyment, sense gratification, are not only thieves but are also eaters of all kinds of sin. How can a person be happy if he is both a thief and a sinful person? It is not possible. Therefore, in order for people to become happy in all respects, they must be taught to perform the easy process of Sankirtan Yajna in full Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, there can be no peace or happiness in the material, in the world. So remember, every action has a reaction, whether good or bad, which binds us and that forces us to come back. If you want to end up this process of repeated birth and death, we need to do something to end up this process. And that is only possible through yajna of Vishnu or Krishna. And yajna simply means sravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, samaranam, padi, sevanam, archanam, bandham, sakhyam, atmani vedam. It starts off with hearing. And then remembering. Please do something about it while the sun is shining.
Jai Gopal Hare, Jai Gopal Hare, Jai Gopal Hare.